Grand rising, beautiful humans, and welcome to Rising Minds, where our intention is clear. We want to share valuable information for transformation designed to raise your consciousness to a whole new level of mind. I'm your host, Sam Dagash, aka The Mind Alchemist. All right, guys, or should I say, all is well. Thank you for tuning in for another episode. And in today's episode, I want to dive deep into the understanding of mindset. And more importantly, how when we have the right mindset in our life, the mindset that is focused purely and only on what it is that we want to create for ourselves, and how that actually makes a difference. And also why most people that set an intention to have the right mindset can't sustain it and end up not following through in terms of success or in terms of what they want to create for themselves in their life or positive change. And it really all boils down to the way we set the mind. So I like the word mindset, because really what it is, if we define that, if we break it in my model of the world, it's really setting your mind on a specific outcome that you want for yourself. And most people, what they do is when they set their mind to something, they're clear with it, they know what they want to achieve. But subconsciously speaking, or even sometimes consciously speaking, they have a plan B. They even have a plan C sometimes. And because they have a plan B and a plan C, the reality is they always have something to fall back onto. So their dedication and the way they follow through is not as efficient, and it's not as resilient as what it is to a person that doesn't have a plan A or a plan B. Sorry, they only have a plan A, which is what they're set their mind to. There's no plan B and no plan C. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. And I think the best example is my business partner and dear friend, David Capablanca. So David, if you don't know his story, I would highly, highly, highly recommend you to go back to the episode that states the hero's journey. David is the co-founder of Conscious Trading Academy. He's my business partner. He's my friend. And he's someone that I get inspired by his story. And it also resonates with my personal story and my journey. So just touching on his story briefly, David is a master architect. So he's a qualified architect that decided that path after spending almost 9 years studying and qualified to go out into the world to become a successful architect, because he was actually very good at what he did as an architect in university and grad school. He was really one of the high performers. But he changed his mind and he set his mind. So his mindset was like, okay, this is not going to serve me in my life because of the debt I have, because of student debt I have and how to get out of it. I'm going to end up being in debt for the rest of my life. And guys, I'm cutting the story very short here, but just to give you an idea what I mean by mindset. And he set his mind to restart from scratch, study to become a professional trader, thousands of hours of work, dedication, sleeping in an office floor, and not choosing to have a plan B, not choosing to go, well, if this doesn't work, I'm going to go back to architecture. I can be an architect. I can go find a job, a 9-to-5. That wasn't even in his aware. It wasn't even an option, a plan B. And that's what I mean by plan B. When you eliminate a plan B and you only have the plan A, which is where you set your mind at, your mindset towards that outcome, your back is to the wall. You don't take no for an answer. You are going to succeed because that's your only option. It's either that or you end up in the streets, literally. And that's almost what happened to David. So he set his mind to become and to vision and to see himself as a successful, profitable trader. And he saw that. That was his vision. That was his mission. And there was no plan B, no plan C, no plan D, whatever. It was just that, and you're going all in for that experience. So going all into that experience to focus on that. So when you say your mindset is so important, when I say the mindset is so important, it means that you are focused, super, super, super laser focused on one outcome, and that outcome only is what you will manifest in your life, because you don't have another option. You literally don't create another option in your reality. So you go for that, and that's what you work towards. Now, does that mean it's going to be faster? Not necessarily. Does that mean it's going to make it easier? Not necessarily. But are you going to get to that destination? 100%. Because that's the only destination you are walking towards. Now, it could be fast, it could be slow, you could be going up, down, left, right, but you are going to end up in that destination. And this is exactly what happened to my business partner and my dear friend, David Capablanca. He managed to go through the hard times and end up now a successful, reputable master trader, mentor, and a great, great person, an individual that has all the good qualities that what it takes to become a person that is successful. And this is not a compliment. This is reality. This is not me boasting him. This is actual evidence that is in his life. And when I reflect on my life and I reflect on what I decided to do after 15, 16 years being in the corporate world, ad tech world, reaching a stage where I wasn't fulfilled, reaching a stage where I felt that I was losing my freedom, losing my happiness, stressed out, not happy, even though I had a good pay, even though I was the regional director in the region here, even though I had the car, the apartment, the property, right? All of that, which I was ticking the box, which was the expectation that I thought that would bring me joy, that would bring me happiness, that would bring me freedom, was all, unfortunately, not the case. So I had to dig deep within myself, and I had to set my mind to one outcome and one outcome only, which is to change my path, to change my career, to change my timeline. And was that hard? Extremely hard, because I was conditioned to get a paycheck at the end of every month. I was conditioned to feel that sense of security. I was conditioned to have some form of certainty for how many years and for how many generations that were past me. And I decided to break that cycle and set my mind. And I didn't have a plan B. I chose not to have a plan B, in other words, because I was like, this is what I want. So I took time to invest in myself. I took a majority of my savings to study, to go to the best institutes around the world to study from the best doctors and mentors in the space of neuroscience, neurotransformational tools, understanding the mind, studying, and putting hours and hours and hours. And I had to do that. Of course, my journey that led me to doing that, the hard work I did in the past 15, 16 years, allowed me to have that opportunity to invest in myself. Most people at the time thought I was losing my mind. You're taking your savings and you're just going to go study and start from scratch and start from point zero. But my mind was set on creating a life of freedom. My mind was set in working for myself. My mind was set in terms of wanting to be able to travel when I want to be my own boss, to create businesses. I have a wellness brand. I have my own practice. And now, since last year, I've had the Conscious Trading Academy, which has been an absolute, absolute pleasure to, you know, work with my partner and develop a structure, develop an academy that is really designed to make a difference, with one of the best skilled traders in the world, with the highest win ratio, and my wealth of experience of 7 years in the domain of the mind and working with traders and professionals, bringing that combined and having that vision and mission. And my mind is set on that. My mind is set on succeeding in that domain. And so is my partner and my friend. So I think this is important. So when we set your mind, even though it might be difficult in the beginning, even though it takes time and energy and working on your on making things more efficient, which is all part of the journey. But if your mind is set, then and you don't have nothing but that outcome, you don't give up on yourself. You bet on yourself. Even when it gets sometimes, it could be overwhelming, but you don't give up because your mind is set and you don't create a space of plan B. Well, if this doesn't work, I'll just go back to the corporate world. That's not even in my domain. And I can tell you, and I can be very transparent with you, that in the beginning, when I started my journey, those thoughts used to creep up because those are coming from a place of fear. Those thoughts used to creep up and say, well, you know, you can always go back, become a director and go get to the 9-to-5. But I used to shut that down. I used to make sure that that's not even a chance in my reality. I do not want that life. I do not want that life. I want to work for myself. And I can tell you, and if you're a listener that you own your own business, it's not easy. It really isn't easy. There are times where it can be really difficult. And that for multiple reasons, it doesn't have to be, but just building your own business and working for yourself takes a lot of energy and effort and it. But if your mind is set on it and you only see one outcome and you want to create the life that you want to create for yourself and you're clear with that vision and that mission, and you know what your intention is, of where you want to go, you can only see that in your future. You can only see that vision and you don't have a plan B. And that's where most people, I would say, I'm generalizing here, not everyone, but most people, they start something, they set their mind to something, but they're fooling themselves, either consciously or unconsciously, that there is a plan B, and they end up falling back to that plan B, because they were never all in. They were never all in from the start. And this is something you need to ask yourself. Anything that you want to create for yourself, if you're, whatever that is, if you're going into a relationship, you're going into wanting to start your own business, if I have any traders listening to this podcast right now, if you want to become a full-time trader and create a little bit of financial freedom in your life, whatever that is that you set your mind to, if you're not fully in, and if you don't have one plan and one plan only, then your chances are not that good. Your chances of succeeding is a little bit less than someone that has their back to the wall. They got one focus and one focus only, and they have set their mind and attitude and behaviors and actions and words and environment and everything in their reality to focus and to move towards that direction. Again, it doesn't make it easier, but you are going to get to that destination because that's where the bus drops you. There's no other buses. You're going there. So if you're on that bus and you're fully committed and you're strapped in, that's where you're going to end up. So here's my message to you, a reminder that whatever you set your mind to, and this is not like woo-woo, this is how it works. Whatever you set your mind to, and if you're 100% dedicated towards that, if you're 100% dedicated towards creating that experience and reaching that destination in your life, you will reach that destination. You will. It's not even a doubt. And I'm speaking my own personal experience. I speak with my partner, my business partner and friend David's experience. I see this in a lot of clients I've worked with around the world. The ones that have one outcome, one mindset set on what they want, they reach that. Either short term or long term, they reach it. They create it. And I've seen this all the time. And I love it because I get to, you know, I see the evidence. It's not something, theory. It's not theory. It's evidence in my life. It's evidence in my friend's life. It's evidence in my client's life. But those who don't reach, when I analyze it, when I open it, when I look at the pattern, I'm going, okay. There was always that plan B there. There was not that full dedication there. There was always that sense of doubt or fear and self-belief that wasn't fully to where it needs to be. So the key ingredients to creating a life you want to create for yourself is to ensure You have your mind set on one outcome. It's to ensure that you have self-confidence and self-belief. And this is why in my domain of work, I'm always emphasizing and working with my clients and students at the academy and my private clients to ensure that the belief system, the structure of the belief, the neurology of how we see ourselves is super, super powerful, that there is confidence, that there is self-belief. Because if you don't have self-belief, that's an ingredient for disaster. It's an ingredient that you're just wasting your time. You're going to go in loops and then you're going to go back to your plan B. Even if you don't know what your plan B is consciously, but your unconscious mind has a plan B for you because that's where it sees you at. But if you truly, authentically believe in yourself and you have the self-confidence to see that outcome, to be the best you can be and to achieve whatever experience you want to achieve. And guys, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to start a business. It could be getting into a relationship. It could be anything in your life, anything in your life that you have to see yourself reaching that destination and only seeing yourself in that and setting your mind to it. So mindset for success is always about setting your mind to one outcome and no other options. So I trust this was valuable to you, the listener. Thank you for taking the time to listen till the end. Much love and positive energy.